Description. Colouring the page. Chapter 1. Starting out. The purpose of description is to take what is two-dimensional on the page and render it three-dimensional as simply and clearly as possible. When you sit down to write a description, be it minutiae or momentous, the question you need to ask yourself is a simple one. What do you want your reader to experience? The place to start learning how to write description is away from the page. The first thing you need to do is watch. Sit in a park, a cafe, a garden, a beach, a field, wherever you like to spend time. Look at a scene. Take notes. What do you see? Start with the basics. Name the objects. For example, trees, people, roads, mountains, dogs. Then look at colours. Don't try to create similes or comparisons to describe the colours, just name them. A red bus, a black dog, a white church, a green coat, for example. Then look at texture. Is the dog's coat one of a show dog or a mongrel? What materials have been used to construct the buildings? Is the woman's blonde hair straight or curly? Now think about sound. What can you hear? Is the place noisy or quiet? What is making the sounds you can hear? Just name the sounds. A buzz, a roar, a bang, a siren, birdsong, people talking. Now think about smell. What smells surround you? Name the smells. Perfume, the sea, blossom, a dog, coffee, cigarettes, exhaust fumes. If there are particular tastes, name those too. In reality, the scene in front of you is three-dimensional. It is alive. In your notes right now, it is a list of basic information. It is two-dimensional. It's your job as a writer to take that list and turn it into the three-dimensional scene you see before you.